Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Did you show Gabe the robot?
Yeah, so Gabe, need to get your take on this. Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee joins us. So there was a big night of unveiling by Tesla on Thursday night in Hollywood, and they unveiled their new cyber car, which is going to be like a taxi car, and we'll get into that later this morning. But what we wanted to ask you about were these new Tesla Optimus robots. So these robots came out.
Wait, they call it like Optimus Prime?
Yes.
Tesla Optimus.
I think it's a nod to Optimus Prime.
Tesla bot. Now listen to this. So here's a woman talking to me.
Yeah, can you say thanks for watching?
Thanks for watching.
I'll
have a good day and a good night.
Or whatever time it is. That's a robot talking right there. Could you hear that? Was that?
No, it just sounded like a guy.
No, that wasn't a guy. That was an actual robot waving at the camera, kind of walking around. Looks a little bit like a stormtrooper. Here's a little bit more.
Do you have the one where the guy asks him, like, what about being a robot?
How are you? That's crazy. I'm talking to a robot.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
What's the hardest thing about being a robot?
Trying to learn how to be as human as you guys are.
What do you think, Gabe?
I could not be more out on this.
What do you mean out?
What do you mean? What's there to be in on?
Well, what are you out on? Like the robot's
entire concept. The entire concept. It's like these people have never watched a single movie ever. Robots are going to take off. There's going to be a robot revolution, and you know who's not going to survive? Me! You think I'm capable of surviving a robot revolution? Absolutely not.
Why? You just heard him say he wants to be human like you. He's nice.
Yeah, he wants to be human like me, and then, you know what? Replace me. I'm not in on that. I'm all the way out.
You know what's interesting is that this could be...
I'm out on robots.
6 years from now, we may look back at this moment when Elon Musk is ruling the world.
Dear Lord.
And we'll be like, boy, you're right. Gabe had something there at 6:54.
I told you, we saw that shot of him. They were walking him out like stormtroopers. All these robots, right?
And yeah, everyone's cheering.
I said to E, I'm like, look, here, we're talking about it in the newsroom. We'll remember 10 years from now. Remember that day we were sitting there and that was the first time we saw these
robots? What's the purpose of this robot?
He's going to do your laundry, he said.
No.
He'll be your friend. He's going to do various household tasks.
I've got friends. I mean, laundry's not that hard. It's just you throw it in. I've already got a machine. I don't need a machine to feed the machine.
Here's the best part,
I've already
part,
got
though.
A machine.
The best part, and Vince caught this. Listen to how he begins his answer.
What's the hardest thing about being a robot?
Trying to...
He thinks. He's like,
Yeah, I don't like that.
God,
I don't like that.
Why would a robot
I don't like that.
Say,
at some point, he's going to realize that he can take me out. At some point, he's going to realize that he can, like... No, absolutely not. All
well,
the way out.
Flip the switch and turn him off.
Don't charge his battery. Me? Like,
is it me or does the voice kind of sound like a mix of Greg Scalzo and Vince Vedrano?
Oh, there's a little.
I
Vince
was not
in
contacted
there.
For this.
Yeah, I don't.
There's some speculation online. Like everybody online is saying, like, nah, that was like somebody's voice in a remote.
Yeah, is
situation.
It real? Is it real or
I
is
hope
that...
not.
I'm all in. I think it's
certainly
totally
hope
real.
Not. Certainly hope not.
But it's definitely a real robot. We're just curious if there's like...
If
maybe,
the voice was real.
You know,
yeah,
maybe
like
guy.
The AI inside of it.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Is it just some guy doing the voice?
I hope so, man. Like, I'm all the way out on robot. I understand how, you know, they can use some robotics in factories and, you know, help make the, you know, production. But like an actual robot just out there walking? No. What's the purpose of that?
It's fascinating.
Have zero purpose. Have zero need for that in my life.
Gabe's one of my favorite people. I didn't know you had any vulnerabilities. This is your big spot. Roll out the robots.
All the way out. I yell at Chewie all the time because he's like invested in all these different things. Him and his wife, you know, just have money everywhere. And he's got money in this like burger flipping robot. And I yell at him like, no, this thing is going, like, you are investing in the demise of me. And I am not a fan of it.
What about a robot that could like be your golfing partner? Like, so you had at least someone.
To replace Vince?
Nice shot, Gabe.
If Vince was
good
bad.
Good ball, man.
Or if you're
well,
tired
Vince
of.
Is bad.
If you're tired of Vince not being good, you want a robot that can be at least at your level, so it's a little bit more
fun
to
program.
No, I want to, like, part of most of golf for me is, like, you know, the human interaction, the hanging out with your friends. Like, that's going to be, like, I'm leaving for Scotland.
I am your friend, Dave.
I'm leaving for Scotland tomorrow to go on our big trip
that's
for
right.
On the Tee.
All right, let us go to Scotland.
It was more. It wasn't Scottish. I think that was more Australian.
What do you want? A robot.
Yeah, but the robots these
days. But like, it's the camaraderie. It's the bonding with another human. I don't care if the robot can beat me in golf.
Hey, man, how's the wife and kids?
Yeah. Oh, I'm.
I know some people that it sounds like I'm talking to right now.
I want to know what is there to be in on, because I don't see any upside.
I don't see 7-iron for you on this chomp.
What do you see in the Packers?
So the Cardinals, tougher, pluckier team than we probably thought at the beginning of the season. They can score points. Kyler Murray's been pretty good. He's been pretty dangerous. Marvin Harrison Jr. pretty good. But their defense can't really stop anyone. So I think the Packers offense is going to roll. Packers end up winning on Sunday.
Hey, man, you rolled a great putt there, brother.
Nothing. He's out.